I'm a human being and so are you, I assume, unless there are cats listening to this. We all have the seeds of anger, anxiety, and sadness within us. How do we train ourselves to deal with difficult emotions in a healthy way? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and we're refreshing some of the basics of mindfulness at the moment as part of our New Year practice. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider becoming a patron. The link is in the description. You can find all sorts of exclusive content there, and you'll be supporting me to be able to spend more time creating content. Thank you to Em for becoming a patron yesterday. Em, I'm very grateful for your support. We've all let our difficult emotions into the driver's seat on occasion. Most of the time we regret the consequences of it. In my case, if I feel that I'm being treated unfairly or my boundaries are being crossed, I can become angry and frequently find that I misunderstood the circumstances afterwards. One thing Thich Nhat Hanh said, which I firmly believe, is that when we understand the world as it truly is, then we won't feel these emotions in the same way. It's our dualistic perception of the world that creates suffering, and I'll explain what this means in a couple of weeks when we talk about interbeing. Anxiety and sadness can overwhelm us too, and it's not easy when you're in the eye of the storm. Everything else falls away and you can feel like you are that emotion. There's no separation. But the truth is, you're not your anger, you're not your anxiety, you're simply experiencing them. The key is to invest the time to train yourself to accept what you're feeling and have the awareness and distance to be able to notice it arising and look deeply into it. We can't shut out what we're feeling because it will manifest in our lives in other ways. Instead, we can welcome in our sadness, welcome in our anxiety and anger when they arise and say, "There you are, my old friend." We can sit down with them for a while and apply the three spotlights of mindfulness, concentration, and insight. Mindfulness to be aware of an emotion when it arises, and to view it from the outside rather than the inside. It's hard to take action from within a storm, but you have a much better perspective from a hill a couple of miles away, and that's how you can view your emotion, like watching a storm from a hill in the distance. You can still feel the breeze, but you're not overwhelmed. Concentration, carving out the time to sit down and be present with what you're experiencing, meditating on your emotion. Much of the time our thoughts are scattered, but when we apply our concentrated awareness to a subject when we meditate, we call that contemplation. Contemplating your anger, breathing in, I am aware of my anger, breathing out, I smile to my anger. Shining the light of concentration on what we're feeling. And finally, insight. Looking deeply into the roots of what we're experiencing. What were the events, the circumstances, the traumas of the past that feed into our perceptions of the current situation? Can we look at the past through beginner's eyes as if for the first time? Breathing in, I see the roots of my anger. Breathing out, I smile to the roots of my anger. None of this is easy, believe me, I know. I suffered from depression in my youth. I still experience anxiety in my daily life. And my partner will tell you that I can be a grumpy old sod. But the suffering that I used to experience as a result of difficult emotions is hugely reduced. I'm less reactive, so it impacts on other people less. And I believe that meditation has hugely helped me accept and process how I'm feeling, and I want you to have the same benefits, because you're a good person and you deserve to be happy. You just need some practice, some patience, some persistence, applying it over time, and you will see the benefits. So let's find a comfortable position to sit in. I'm going to do a guided meditation looking deeply into our emotions. This will focus on anxiety, but you can equally apply this to other feelings as well. The next time you notice a strong emotion arising, I would invite you to come back to this episode and practice the meditation while experiencing it. This is how we can train ourselves to process these feelings in a way that's good for us, good for other people, and creates a kinder world. So I'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, we're going to focus our awareness and our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. It's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. With your hands comfortably in your lap. And we'll just take a moment to allow a gentle smile to emerge in our face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. Then expanding that spotlight of awareness to the rest of our body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold, tense or relaxed. Noticing the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Just taking a moment to enjoy the feeling of simply being alive. Moving our awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave. And gently, without judgment, bringing our awareness back to the breath. And finally, focusing our awareness in the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in, your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. breathing in. My breath grows deep. Breathing out. My breath goes slow. Deep. Slow. Breathing in, I welcome my old friend anxiety. Breathing out, I smile to my old friend anxiety. Welcoming, smiling. Breathing in, I experience the feeling of anxiety in me. Breathing out, I smile to the feeling of anxiety in me. Experiencing anxiety, smiling. Breathing in, I see the roots of my anxiety. Breathing out, I smile to the roots of my anxiety. Seeing roots, smiling. Breathing in, I feel gratitude towards my old friend anxiety for trying to look after me. Breathing out, I feel compassion towards myself. Feeling gratitude, feeling compassion. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to scan our bodies, noticing any changes, and giving yourself a chance to stretch out any areas that have become uncomfortable. Noticing any changes in our mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.